This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITESPAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Richard, middle initial C like Charlie Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, date of birth 11/18/1946. Dear Brian, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Johnson with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was October 18th of 2021. He's been feeling well since that time. Weight is stable, and blood pressure at home is usually in the 120 over 70 to 80 range, he reports. He denies chest pain or palpitations. He has some dyspnea on exertion secondary to COPD. He coughs without sputum production, but denies wheezing. No orthopnea or PND. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No dysphagia. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril, 40 milligram daily, and hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram once daily. Physical exam, weight is 233 pounds, pulse is 59, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cough is 126 over 64. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, neck is supple, there's no carotid bruise, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen is soft, non-tender. Extremities, no edema, no ulcerations or lesions are noted in the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 14th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.57, which is stable. His electrolytes are normal, sodium 136, potassium is 4.5, carbon dioxide 24, albumin is 3.8, calcium is 9.3, phosphorus 3.3, hemoglobin 13.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension, which is well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll be rechecked in this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.